You are listening to episode 29 of the Family Time Q&A podcast with the real Jerry Dugan and...
His daughter, Emma.
Okay.
I was about to say her daughter, Emma.
But I'm not a her.
You aren't. That's why I went, his daughter, Emma.
Awesome. Cool. So you were thinking on the fly. You made a quick correction there. Yeah. All right. Cool. So for those who aren't familiar with Family Time Q&A podcast, this is just a family show where I sit down with one of my family members and I have a one-on-one discussion and we ask each other a candid question.
Candid?
Unscripted.
Does it come from a can?
No. Candid. That's an interesting word. I wonder how that word came about. That's just the nerd in me wanting to know that. Anyway, so for those new to the show, what we do is we sit down, we ask each other an unscripted question. The person receiving the question has to give a candid response that is also unscripted, of course. And what you get is the unedited, raw answer from the real Jerry Dugan and his family. You have anything you want to add, Emma?
I've been knotting a bunch of knots. I've been knotting a bunch of double knots for the past 2 hours.
Oh, yeah. You're making this quilt. This, like, fleece blanket quilt Did you get all that?
Yeah.
So tell us more about the quilt.
Well, it's in this pretty rainbow pattern. And it came in a kit. And you bought the kit. And it has... pink, orange, yellow, green, blue, and purple fleece squares pre-cut, and you just knot them together, and it makes pretty quilt.
Cool. Awesome.
But you have to knot it, and you have to put double knots in each of the little fringes.
Do you think you'll take up actual quilting, where you put together the batting and all the different fabric pieces and make like an old-fashioned, old-timey quilt?
No.
No? Okay, well... just thought I'd ask. You know, Mommy and I have a quilt around here somewhere that we bought when we first got married. I like it. Anyway. So, do you want to ask your question first before you forget it? Okay.
I'm going to forget it.
Okay, what's your question?
My question is, what is your favorite color, why, and what is your least favorite color and why? It's kind of a bad question because I thought of it literally 2 seconds ago.
Okay. I'll start with my least favorite question, and that is fuchsia.
You said your least favorite question.
Oh, color. I meant to say color. My least favorite color is fuchsia. It just, to me, it looks horrendous. It looks like puke. The name itself sounds like puke to me.
Isn't this fuchsia?
That is fuchsia. I don't know. I just don't like the color fuchsia. That's why when you were working on your project for school and you had a background color of fuchsia and your text was fuchsia, I recommended we change the color to something else. I'm so sorry. I love you.
You said it wouldn't match.
It didn't because everything else was red. Blackhead. And you had like this gray background thing on one of the frames. And you just had this one page that had fuchsia all over it. And it also had teal though. That weird,
yeah,
not teal.
It was teal, like a border. It was like aqua border. Like this,
yeah,
color.
Aqua. It was aqua. Yeah. That's another color I don't really like too much. So it was aqua, and then you had teal, and people just love putting those two together.
Aqua
and I'm like,
and fuchsia.
Aqua and fuchsia, yeah.
It's like these two, but a little bit lighter.
Yeah, exactly. So, least favorite color, fuchsia. All right, favorite color?
That sucks, though, because fuchsia is my most favorite color.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But I love blue, like a dark shade of blue is one of my favorite colors, because dark blue seems to go with... anything as an accent color except fuchsia. I don't think anything can make fuchsia look good.
I said like this and I pointed to your shirt like 5 times this episode and you never looked down.
I'm ignoring that. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. No, don't cry, baby girl. Please don't cry.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay. So dark blue, any shade of dark blue, navy blue, midnight blue, the blue that's on your shirt right now, which is, hey, we're wearing the same shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Church Unlimited, the original t-shirt that came out on the name reveal party.
The gray with the dark blue Church Unlimited and the logo.
I think that's a picture that has to go in the show notes. What do you think?
Oh, but that shirt makes me look fat because it's big on me.
What?
Shirt makes me look fat because it's big on me. Oh, but, well, I'll still take a picture.
I thought if it was tight on you, it would Anyway, I don't get it.
You don't get girl problems.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I don't have that. Okay, so.
Not that kind of girl problems.
Did you want to share your favorite color and least favorite color before I moved on to my question?
My favorite color is fuchsia.
You lie.
No, I'm serious.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Thought it was pink.
Fuchsia and aqua.
Those are your two favorite colors?
No joke. That's why I put them on the brochure.
Oh. Your dad's a jerk.
It's fine.
I'm so sorry.
It wasn't on my favorite color brochure, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay. It was. Yeah, what was that brochure about anyway?
It was how to be a good pet parent or something like that.
Okay. Am I sitting too much on your blanket now?
Nah.
Okay.
You're fine.
Cool. I'm sorry I don't like your colors, your favorite colors.
That's okay.
Oh, man.
My least favorite color is dark green. I love lime green, but dark green, ugh.
Yeah. Because sometimes dark green looks like black. And you're like, is that black or is that dark green? I can't tell.
Yeah, it's gross. And
forest green, I'm not a big fan of.
Yeah, me neither.
But, gosh. So your favorite color is fuchsia?
Yeah.
Gosh, that doesn't bode well for me. You're going to bring home, like, some partner that I won't like, and you're just going to be head over heels about him. And I'll be like, oh! Okay, so.
Wait, what does that have to do with the color fuchsia?
Well, I don't know. Threw that out there. Okay, so you ready for my question?
I'm so ready for your question.
Okay, so my question to you, which I had to dig out of the trash because I accidentally threw this away.
Trash digger.
I am a trash digger, but it was for a good cause. It was for the Family Time Q&A podcast. Okay, podcast. So you recently auditioned for the Nutcracker with...
It's about the Nutcracker!
With the Corpus Christi Ballet. What do you love most about your experiences with the Corpus Christi Ballet? And what do you most look forward to in the future? Kind of a two-part question there.
First, I'll answer, what do I love most about my experiences with the CC Ballet? And I'll answer that one first. What I like about the CC Ballet or the Corpus Christi Ballet, I like saying CC Ballet because
it just sounds cool.
Yeah, it just sounds cooler, and it makes me feel professional, even though I'm just coming from small
Corpus Just saying Christi. That you're in the Corpus Christi Ballet sounds cool.
Yeah, it does, because ballet, whenever people think of ballet, they think of, like, this hard thing that's, like, it's so hard to get into the Nutcracker. But that's what I like about being with the Corpus Christi Ballet, is, like, if you audition, you're guaranteed a spot. So I'm not debating whether I'm going to get into the Nutcracker or I'm not going to get into the Nutcracker. I'm debating whether I'm going to be a Polly Chanel or a Red Soldier.
Yeah, but the debate really isn't yours. It's really up to the people behind it. Yeah,
going on in my mind.
So you're wondering, are you going to get the part you want, which is
Polly Chanel.
And
or if I'm going to get what I don't want, which is
the
Red Soldier.
Yeah, I don't want you to get the Red Soldier. That was,
me neither.
Yeah.
It's such a short part. Jinx.
Ah.
I'm kidding. That doesn't count as talking. Jerry.
Thank you. How do you jinx a guy on his own podcast? Like, that gets to be awkward at a certain point.
Yeah, I could say whatever I wanted to.
You could have. You could have totally hijacked this podcast.
I could have.
Well, it's not.
Jinx.
Nice try.
Jinx.
Nice try.
Poop. Jinx.
No. No. Okay, so you're hoping for Polly Chanel.
Okay, so you're hoping for Polly Chanel. Jinx!
That's not even how it goes. You can't have a delayed statement. Okay, so you're really hoping for Polly Chanel. You don't want Red Soldier.
You don't want Red Soldier, no.
So you're looking forward to Polly Chanel. What else are you looking forward to as part of the Corpus Christi Ballet?
I am looking forward to... What do you mean?
Like, in the future, years from now, do you see yourself still in the Corpus Christi Ballet?
Yes.
What part do you really want to have? What role do you want to dance in?
Well... Something on my finger.
Okay. As we take a pause for Emma to flick something off her finger.
Flashlight on my dead shirt.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, that was really annoying. Sorry.
Get out of here.
want a pillow.
You want a pillow?
Okay, so here is how I want my Nutcracker life to go. Well, I already have the first part of it, which is Angel, Mouse, Party Girl, Blue Soldier. And then here's how I want the rest of my Nutcracker life to go. Polly Chanel, Chinese, Snow, Clara, and you get Snow for a while. But then I want to be either a doll, and then from there I want to be an Arabian. Dad hates me for that, because...
I don't hate you, I just...
Okay, you don't hate me, you just don't want me to have that. You hate that part for
me. You're my little
me.
Baby girl, and the Arabian part is such a, like, sultry, sexy part.
It's not sexy.
What? Then why does my father-in-law always say, ooh, she's hot, every year? And I keep thinking to myself two things. One, dude, that girl's in high school. Two, Emma wants to dance that part someday. And, you know, he's getting older, so he's not going to be able to notice that Arabian dancer is Emma. And I don't want to hear him make that awkward statement, ooh, she's hot. Be like,
it's your granddaughter.
That's your granddaughter, dude. And so, anyway, I'm so lucky this guy does not listen to our podcast right now.
Yeah, I was about to say he's going to kill you.
I would go from favorite son-in-law to...
worst chicken in the batch.
Yes, and I'm his only son-in-law, so not much competition right now. So you and look forward to dancing...
Arabian.
Okay.
And then from there...
I mean, I would support you if you danced Arabian.
After Arabian? Either before Arabian or after Arabian, maybe Russian.
That's a hard one.
Yeah, it is.
You could actually... dance multiple parts as you get older.
Yeah.
That's not too uncommon. You know, the neat thing about having the Corpus Christi Ballet and living in Corpus Christi is that you have that opportunity to be a part of a professional quality ballet at a young age, because you've been in this since you were, what, 8 years old? Seven? Eight?
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. But if, you know...
If I were to live in Houston, I don't know what I would be getting. I probably wouldn't even get a part.
Yeah, not like this, to the scale. I mean,
yeah.
We almost moved to Houston December 2013, and I just passed up on it, because when I listened to what Mommy wanted, because I prayed about it and God put on my heart, listen to your wife. And so I asked her, hey, what do you think about this move to Houston? And Mommy, of course, was praying about it, and God's putting on her heart, follow your husband's lead. And so that was her response to me. I'm like, what kind of answer is this? And so I'm listening to Liv. She's listening to me. And it wasn't until maybe a couple days later I noticed that Mommy was imagining you and your brother going to the new high school that's being built just down the road from our house. She was picturing you dancing as Clara in the Nutcracker, which isn't for another 3 years, 4 years.
Yeah.
So she was looking at things like Jacob graduating from the new high school. You in the Nutcracker as Clara, things, and us getting a new home here in Corpus Christi. She was dreaming about Corpus, not Houston. So that's why we chose Houston. And then right away, the benefits were immediate, because you were in the Nutcracker. And I realized there's no way Emma would be in a company like this in Houston. I don't think there is anything like this.
He wasn't getting teary-eyed. He had a hiccup.
I had a hiccup. And, you know, you were dancing in Selena Auditorium. So, what, 2,500 seat auditorium in Corpus Christi, ticket sales, people getting dressed up to see you perform, you know, the rehearsals, the winter, all that cool stuff we just wouldn't have in a town like Houston. And if we were in a smaller town, the quality wouldn't have been where it could have been. So, I think we're really blessed to be in the town we're in.
And yeah.
So, yeah. Cool. Anything else you want to say about the Corpus Christi Ballet?
Oh, yeah. And then after Russian, once I become a principal dancer, I really, 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 really want to be the Sugar Plum Fairy.
The Sugar Plum Fairy?
Sugar Plum Fairy. But you have to be a principal dancer, because Miss Elizabeth always does that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And they could always have more than one principal dancer, can't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So that's really neat.
The only thing about Clara is she kind of like disappears in the second half. She's still there, but she just kind of sits in the chair.
It's like 95% acting and very little dancing in the second act. But the first act, you actually have a couple of solos at as Clara.
Yeah, if I were Clara, I'd be scared because they have three, just in the snow dance, they have, the Clara has three, like, mini solos. Well, not mini solos, like, little 30-second solos.
Yeah.
And there's one of the long solo that she has.
I mean, Clara is obviously the show star here in Corpus Christi. Yeah. So anyway, I'm excited. I'm excited to see you, you know, just really come out of, I don't even know how to say it. Just like you're really coming into your own as a ballet dancer. Gosh, the new shoes, the Gaynor Mindens. It's like the Air Jordans of ballet.
Yeah, they are like the Air Jordans or the Jordans.
You just don't have to pump them up before you jump.
You have to pump up Air Jordans?
No, I think that was Reebok. Reebok had a shoe where you actually pumped it and the shoe got tighter on your feet. And somehow that made you magically jump better or get better traction or something. Yeah.
That sounds all stupid.
It was in the 90s. We thought it was cool. Yeah. Air Jordans, they actually have like a pocket of air, like an air cushion in the heel. And so that's supposed to give you an extra spring in your step.
Wait, this is random, but how old is Ellen from Ellen DeGeneres?
No idea. But I bet we could Google it and find out.
Because she said that like whenever she was a kid, she had a typewriter. And y'all, she looks like she's in her 30s.
She's probably like, in her 40s.
Yeah, she looks like she may be in her 40s. And you're just, like, kind of close there. And she said that she had, like, a typewriter when she was, like, 10. So I was wondering if you had a typewriter when you were little.
Yes, I did. Personal computers were not common when I was a kid. In fact,
we had... Did you have a phone that you couldn't FaceTime on?
Yes, we had, they were called rotary telephones.
They were called phones that don't exist anymore. And if they did exist, they would not be popular.
They're like vintage.
They would be like popular to 1% of the people in the world.
Guest interruption.
Hey, guest interruption.
Lunch is ready.
Lunch is ready.
Okay.
All right, we'll wrap it up. All right, so that was episode 29 of the Family Time Q&A. I do want to make a couple of quick announcements. If you haven't downloaded a copy of Strength Revisited from therealjerrydugan.com, go do that. Strength Revisited is based on my TEDx Corpus Christi talk about redefining strength in manhood. So there are a lot of misconceptions we have about what it means to be a strong man. This quick little book.
Real men do cry.
Real men do cry. Men can cry. It just looks at how do we look at strength? How do we overemphasize masculinity, you know, hyper-masculinity in strength? And what can we do to expand what strength really means for men? So download a free copy of that. Also, I had another announcement, and for the life of me, I'm going to be at your school on October 3rd.
Oh, yeah.
Are you excited about that?
I am excited.
Yeah. So I was invited to speak at Emma's Bible Club with her middle school. So on October 3rd, I will give basically my testimony. I'm going to make it exciting. I'm going to tell a little war story about when I was in Operation Iraqi Freedom. Then I'm going to talk about the power of prayer and how it was really Olivia's prayer for me to come home safely that eventually led to my salvation and accepting Jesus Christ as my Savior. So it's going to be a really neat war story with a neat little twist. I said neat like 5 times.
Yeah.
Or 3.
Wait, remind me to say, after I say this, remind me to say something about the Nutcracker. Say, Emma, say something about the Nutcracker.
Emma.
No, I say this.
Okay.
Okay. I think it's cool. You got the idea, though.
Okay.
I think it's cool that Daddy went from this guy that, like, pretty much didn't even know who Jesus was to this awesome guy who now writes curriculum for a church.
Yes.
And leads a bunch of people and types during service while still somehow paying attention. Because I can never even read without, like, with noise. I don't know how he types with noise. I couldn't ever read.
Like, type like 85 words a minute. So I actually miss about half of what Pastor Bill says. But
there's like, you're always typing the whole time. So I think it's cool.
Yeah. And I wonder if sometimes that's a distraction for other people in the church. But that curriculum is for small groups. It's a discussion-based small group curriculum. I take Pastor Bill Cornelius's sermons and I convert those into a small group study. And I've been doing that since 2010. Been a lot of fun. We've even taken his 2 books that he's written, I Dare You to Change and Today is the Day. And I've converted those books into small group studies. So you can do it as a companion to his books or just print up the studies themselves, and not having read the books, have a small group study that gets you a little bit deeper in understanding God's word and God's plan for your life. You know what they started doing recently? They started taking the curriculum and they break it down into a 3-part devotional for the week. So I just posted the most recent curriculum from this weekend's sermon. A guy named Jose Garza is going to take that curriculum and break it into a 3-part devotional series. He just simply takes the question out of it. He'll put in a key verse from the sermon and the dialogue, the leader and the leader note from the curriculum. So that's really cool. I've never written a devotional before, and here is a guy who just said, hey, you know what? This curriculum that Jerry writes for the church could be a great devotional. So I have no idea how many people subscribe to it or not, but if you go to bereafellowship.com or wearechurchunlimited.com and look up the devotionals tab, you can see each of those devotionals every week. There's 3 each week. All right, so with that said, Emma, tell us a little bit about the Nutcracker.
Okay, well, I was just going to say, if you've never seen the Nutcracker or you're interested in seeing the Nutcracker, Daddy, I think you should put somewhere where you could contact Mommy to, like, talk about that, but give something that's safe for them not able to stalk her.
Okay.
Or spam her.
Okay.
And then, if Pastor Bill is... cool guy. But if you want to see him preach, just go to Church Unlimited.
We are churchunlimited.com or bayareafellowship.com. I'll put those links in the show notes. How does that sound?
It sounds awesome.
And I'll also put a link on how to contact us for tickets to the Corpus Christi Ballet into the show notes. Just look up therealjerrydugan.com. Click on the tab that says podcasts and then click on Episode 29. And they'll take you to the show notes for this episode. All right. So with that said, we thank you for listening, and join us next episode when I bring back the Jacob to talk about, I have no idea yet.
It's going to be talking about this. I didn't understand your question.
That's not nice.
You even say it after the podcast.
No, not since that one episode. Anyway. All right. Okay, well, bye. Thanks for listening.
Bye. Last word. Bye. 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 Bye.